Hello everyone, I'm coming to you today with an excerpt from the tale Sacred Ties, which is featured in my collection of horror novellas titled Tales of Horror, now available from Fingerprint Publishing. See profile for purchase link. Let's not waste any time and kick off this nightmare. As always, the dream featured her little boy, bald, dressed in a hospital gown, tubes attached to his nostrils, and his arms trailing on the floor. His eyes were white as eggshells. He beckoned to her as he walked on a forest path that snaked through tall grass. The woods were unusually quiet. Birds didn't sing in the trees. Monkeys didn't howl from the heights. The silence was unnerving. But the sight of her little man spurred Shamita on. She called out his name several times, but he didn't turn to face her. They walked for some distance before reaching a glade where the boy abruptly halted, his sick body tensed. She stopped as well, wondering what had brought their journey to an end. The boy stepped to the right and turned to face her, revealing what lay ahead. She saw that their journey had ended in front of a blocky structure wreathed in fog. She couldn't make out its exact shape or specific details. It was a solid mass, 3 feet tall. "What is it?" she asked. The boy raised his right hand. He swept his forefinger from side to side and mouthed a silent no. "What is it?" she asked again. Her voice wavered as her gut tightened with anxiety. The boy shook his head, reiterating his warning. "No? Why?" she inquired. The mist thinned, and Shamita saw darksome shapes behind the strange edifice, staring at her with ill intent. She opened her mouth to shout out a warning to her dead son, but they reached out through the fog with their taloned hands and pulled the boy into the miasma. "No!" Shamita screamed as the car came to a stop and awareness of the world dawned on her like a gut punch. Through the windscreen, Shamita's waking eyes sighted a couple in their 50s positioned at the entrance to a circular, single-storied building whose exterior walls were covered in murals depicting the forest and its flora and fauna. The structure was nestled in the middle of a dense forest, and the steep road their sedan had climbed up was its lone link to the civilized world.
"I had a nightmare," Shamita said apologetically.
"I thought so," Naren said. "Well, hopefully you will have pleasant dreams when we leave here in 7 days." Shamita nodded and then turned her attention back to their welcoming party. "Shall we say hello to our hosts?" Naren said cheerfully. Shamita squeezed her husband's hand and smiled before exiting the vehicle. If you enjoyed this excerpt, please buy the book using the link in the profile.